You're listening to SBS News.
The former leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, universally known as Lula, has won Brazil's bitterly fought election, narrowly defeating the incumbent, Jair Bolsonaro.
Primeiro, chegamos ao final.
We arrive at the end of one of the most important elections for our country, one that put face-to-face two different opposed country projects. And today, the only winner is the Brazilian people. This isn't a victory of mine or the Workers' Party, nor the parties that supported me in the campaign. It's the victory of a democratic movement that formed above political parties, personal interests and ideologies, so that democracy came out victorious.
Das ideologias para que a democracia saísse vencedora.
The country's election authority says that Lula secured 50.8% of the vote, compared to Bolsonaro's 49.2%. While Bolsonaro led through the first half of the voting count, people in the streets of Rio de Janeiro's Ipanema neighbourhood erupted into shouts of "It turned" when Da Silva overtook him. Lula's victory marks a stunning return to power for the 77-year-old former president who led Brazil from 2003 to 2010. His 2018 imprisonment over corruption charges sidelined him from that year's election.
I would like to say that I am the victim of the largest juridical hunt that a president or a Brazilian politician ever had.
And Bolsonaro led Brazil for the ensuing 4 years under a far-right political regime. Now with Lula's re-election, it marks the first time since the country's 1985 return to democracy that an incumbent has failed to be re-elected. This young man was fighting back tears of relief at the result.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Thank God this hell will pass.
Lula da Silva's once unthinkable political revival is a stunning rebuke to the far-right regime of President Jair Bolsonaro. The 67-year-old's turbulent leadership has, for years, attracted international attention for policies that accelerated the destruction of the Amazon rainforest and exacerbated the COVID-19 pandemic, which left nearly 700,000 dead in Brazil. Deborah Barros Leal Farios is a Brazilian-born senior lecturer at UNSW. She teaches politics and international relations. Speaking to the ABC, she explained how Bolsonaro's approach to COVID had seriously damaged his presidency.
COVID also hit Brazil very hard. I mean, Bolsonaro, he made very light, kind of mocking people who were without breath. Over almost 700,000 Brazilians died from COVID. He was recommending people not get vaccinated, recommending people to not wear masks. So there's a lot of, I think, people hurting because of family members and friends that they lost from COVID to a president who really doesn't seem to care much.
His brash attacks on the left, the media, and the country's democratic institutions have made him a major global figure of the far right. Bolsonaro has also continually used his presidency to attack the LGBTQI community, at one point saying he'd rather have a dead son than a gay one. 23-year-old Gabriel Carletti tonight spoke emotionally about the political divide within his own family and how he broached the subject with his mother.
My family supports Bolsonaro. I told her, when you go to vote, think of me, think of my friends. Lula is not perfect, but one candidate threatens my existence as a gay man and the other one doesn't. So when you go to vote, think of that. I think if each person reached this point by talking with their families, that's when the turn of votes began. It is a very happy moment.
More recently, Bolsonaro's efforts to undermine Brazil's electoral system drew comparisons to the former United States president, Donald Trump. Without evidence, the president has criticized the nation's electronic voting machines as rife with fraud, and suggested he might not accept a loss.
With this system here, it's impossible to make any kind of connection or correlation between the voter and their vote. If I have less than 60% of the votes, something abnormal happened in the election agency.
His spreading of misinformation and his poor handling of the pandemic have caused him to face an array of investigations in the Supreme Court and Congress. So far, he's avoided any consequences from those probes, in part because of his immunity as president. However, after he leaves office on January 1st, those investigations could gain steam. Many of his supporters vowed to take to the streets at his command. Tonight, many of them were seen crying at the results. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has promised to combat the destruction of the Amazon rainforest, now at a 15-year high, and make Brazil a leader in global climate talks. He's also vowed a return to state-driven economic growth and social policies, which helped lift millions out of poverty when he was previously president, and with a government, he says, of inclusion.
I consider myself to be a citizen that has had a process of reconstruction in Brazilian politics because they tried to bury me alive. And I'm here to govern the country from a very difficult situation. But I have faith that with the help of the people, we will find a way out for this country to return to being democratic, peaceful, for us to support parents, families, to build the world that Brazil needs. On this historic October the 30th, the majority of Brazilians made it very clear that they want more and not less democracy, that they want more and not less social inclusion and opportunities for all. They want more and not less respect and understanding among Brazilians. To summarize, they want more and not less freedom, equality, fraternity in our country.
President Bolsonaro is yet to concede defeat. Lula will take office on January 1st of next year. Tina Quinn, SBS News.